For someone in the midst of a mental health crisis, often the fastest way to get help is to go to a hospital emergency room. But if that person needs to be admitted to a psychiatric unit, the process can be painfully slow. Patients are stuck in the ER for hours and sometimes days before they're admitted. There's even a term for it, boarding. Seth Truger is an emergency room doctor at Northwestern Medicine in Chicago. Dr. Truger, would you describe what this problem looks like?
Typically, the way it manifests is that if you walk into an ER on most days, at most times, in most places, there'll be patients in the waiting room. And oftentimes, especially in busier, bigger ERs in cities, there will be patients waiting in hallways.
So if these are patients who are experiencing tremendous anxiety, maybe some in danger of taking their lives or hurting other people, are they being hurt even more by having to stay in the emergency room? Could they possibly get any better while they're waiting hours or even days for a bed?
You know, so it's tricky. So, of course, we go out of our way, do everything we can to make this situation as best as possible. But no one wants to be in the ER. It is really far from the optimal situation for anyone to be getting the care they need. And the fact that they're waiting for placement in inpatient units where they are going to be getting care is kind of by definition subpar care for the patients.
How does insurance and the way insurance covers people who are in psychological distress enter into this, into the long waiting times in emergency departments?
One of the major problems is that we've, like many other things, we've kind of historically underpaid for psychiatric or mental health care in the country. The insurance covers less. It's much harder for people to get coverage. This is part of the reason why the systems are built kind of separately, why the Affordable Care Act tried to introduce parity in care for mental health versus other medical problems, but the coverage levels are just not the same. Additionally, people with mental health problems oftentimes have all sorts of other associated vulnerabilities coming from communities of color, coming from underinsured communities. Lots of people, of course, have mental health problems that are so bad they're on disability or unable to work. Add to that that all insurance, especially public payers, drastically underpay for mental health coverage. It's unfortunately a huge problem.
So it sounds as if it's a very serious and increasing problem. Who is in a position to change this?
Ultimately, it's really going to come down to changing the ways that we prioritize and pay for care. We pay lots of money for people to get their hips replaced. We don't pay a lot of money for people to have their depression managed or to have their psychosis managed. And ultimately, you know, these are decisions that we make as a society. And it's not one person making the decision. It's very complicated. But it's a classic quote, I think it's from Paul Begala, that if you show me your budget, I will show you your values.
Paul Begala, political advisor. In your work as an emergency room doctor, can you give us an example of a patient with a mental health issue who you've had to treat right there in the ER until a bed was available?
Sure. I mean, this is not a specific case or anything like that, so there's no privacy issues. But it's somebody who has very serious suicidal thoughts or has tried to commit suicide. And we've worked with our psychiatric team. Oftentimes, we'll work with these specialists to decide whether or not to start medications for psychiatric issues. But oftentimes, it's a matter of waiting for, like I said, days to get into a psych unit.
Do you feel like you can do your job properly in a situation like that?
It's certainly harder to do the job properly like this, especially when it's not ideal for the patients, not ideal for the nurses. It also really stops me or makes it harder for me to take care of the other patients.
A very complex problem. Thank you for giving your firsthand look at it. Dr. Seth Truger, emergency room doctor at Northwestern Memorial Hospital in Chicago. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.